Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Democrat Maura Healey scored a decisive and historic victory last night, becoming the state's first elected female and first openly gay governor.
I'll be a governor for everyone. And I'll work with anyone who's up for making a difference in this state.
The Massachusetts Attorney General overwhelmed her Republican opponent, former state rep Jeff Deal. The Associated Press called the race minutes after the polls closed, and Deal conceded about 3 hours later. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joins us now for more on what was a big night politically for women in Massachusetts. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Rupa.
So Healey's win was largely expected, right? So was there anything surprising about what happened in that race last night?
Well, Healey was heavily favored, so yeah, she was expected to win. But I think what was surprising was how quickly the race was called, and it was a sign of just how overwhelming her victory was. Healey won in cities from Boston to Worcester to Springfield. She carried small towns from Cape Cod to Western Massachusetts. You know, I was also struck by what she said in her speech last night and how she really leaned into the historic significance of her victory as the first elected female and first openly gay governor. She said she had a message for every girl and every young LGBTQ person.
I hope tonight shows you that you can be whatever, whoever you want to be.
And Rupa, that was a theme she talked about during her campaign. She'd say representation matters and seeing is believing, and that she was often moved when members of the LGBT community told her that her success gave them comfort.
Hmm. And we can't say it enough, right? It was a big night for women. Can you tell us about the others?
Right. It really was. Healey led a slate of five women running for the state's constitutional offices, and all five prevailed. That includes Kim Driscoll, Healey's running mate, who will be the next lieutenant governor, and Andrea Campbell, the former Boston City councilor, who will become the state's first black female attorney general. Here's Campbell speaking last night.
We will defend our common sense gun laws, invest in organizations that are breaking cycles of violence, not only in Boston, but every community that is dealing with violence.
And the other women who prevailed were Democrat Diana DeSaglio. She beat Republican Anthony Amore in the race to be state auditor. And Deb Goldberg won her race for state treasurer, defeating the Libertarian candidate Chris Crawford. And the only man who won statewide was William Galvin, also a Democrat, who was reelected to an unprecedented eighth term as Secretary of State, as Secretary of the Commonwealth. He beat Republican Rayla Campbell.
You know, it was such a big night for women. It's worth talking about what it took to get here. How historic was it? Why was it so historic?
Well, it was really historic. You know, I spoke recently to Jessie Mermel, who ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2020. She also served as executive director of the Massachusetts Women's Political Caucus, which works to increase the number of women in elected office. And Mermel pointed out that only 9 women have served in constitutional offices in the state's entire history. That's 9 women in 242 years.
Wow.
And here we are about to have nearly every statewide office in the Commonwealth held by a woman. But Mermel also pointed out that women still represent only about a quarter of state legislators in Massachusetts and are still underrepresented in public offices like mayor and city offices, which represent a pipeline to higher office. So there's more work to do. But yesterday was a significant milestone.
Okay. And not surprisingly, it was a tough night for Massachusetts Republicans. What are the consequences of Jeff Deal's loss on the state GOP?
Yeah, well, it seems pretty dire. I mean, Republicans represent less than 9% of registered voters in the state. With Healey's victory, they are now shut out of statewide office. There isn't a single Republican in the state's congressional delegation, and they face Democratic supermajorities in the state legislature. State GOP Chairman Jim Lyons has been the leader of the Trump wing of the party, but this election demonstrated that a Trump-endorsed candidate like Deal, you know, really struggles in Massachusetts. And the formula for Republican success in the state has traditionally been fiscally conservative, socially liberal candidates like Charlie Baker, like Mitt Romney, like William Weld. So after yesterday, you'd think there'd be some kind of reckoning within the Republican Party about this before it becomes completely irrelevant.
Hmm. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thank you so much for working all night and for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Rupa. Thank you.